Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
I want to thank you for joining me today as we study God's Word. Today we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse number 93. We read, "I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me." Isn't it interesting how he was looking even in his life? The psalmist, who seems to have a real relationship with the Lord. What do I mean by that? We were talking the other day in church about how we can know God. And really the way God wants us to know him is from that simple Greek word, gnosko. It's because you can, in the English version, when you say you know somebody, there's a lot of different, you know, meanings of that word know. Well, the word gnosko is to know God by experience, by knowing him. There's another Greek word for just head knowledge. And certainly God isn't really looking for that, even though we do have head knowledge of God. What really counts is that experiential knowledge of knowing him on a daily basis and knowing him as your Lord, knowing him as a friend, somebody you could turn to at all time. See, that's the knowledge that God wants us to come to, how much he loves us and how much he cares about us. And so we see here in our verse, he says, "For with them thou hast quickened me." With what? With God's word, with his precepts. You brought me back to life. You gave me hope. And that word quicken, of course, means to give me life. He says the word of God is something special in his life. That when he was discouraged or when he was down, and certainly as we've gone through this psalm, we see, man, his life was a wreck. He would have good days and bad days. He would seem like there was robbers all around. There was people that were wanting to deceive him. They were mocking him. He was having problems all throughout the psalm. And the beauty is that he was finding rest. He was finding hope in God's word. That's why, as what I would encourage you to do and what I try to do in my own life personally, is to really take time to hide God's word within my heart, to meditate on the truth of God's word, to allow it to seek deep within my heart and really, just allow it to speak to my, my spirit in order to pick me up. You know, we were talking this last week at church, and the fact that the truth is that one of the principles that God would want us to know is that he'll never leave us nor forsake thee. You know, as I hide that within my heart, and I'm going through troubled times, he says it does quicken me, it does bring me back to life, because the word of God is alive. And so the truth of that is that he'll never leave me. And that to me is so comforting. It gives me such great confidence that God is here with me no matter what's going on in my life. He'll never forsake me. Otherwise, he's not going to abandon me. He's committed to me to the end. And I love it that even as he looks at us, as you know, in the scripture, it describes us as his workmanship. He's not going to do a job halfway and quit on it. That's not a real craftsman, is he? Is it? Rather, a workmanship is going to see a project, they're going to eyeball the project, and they're going to come up with a plan and a design for that particular project, and then they're going to put their hands to it to complete it. And so the beauty is God is that worker that's working upon us, being we're his workmanship, and he's molding us and he's shaping us for his purposes and for his glory. And so he says, "I will never forget thy precepts," the psalmist is declaring. And I think it's so important as we take the time to read God's word. And what I like doing in my own life, and maybe something you might want to do too, is have a pen with you. And as you see scriptures that speak to your heart, underline it or highlight it in some way and meditate it and think about it, because it will bring that life back to you. Never forget that the Bible is more than just history, even though it is, because it's his story. It's the history of God's story to mankind. But it's alive, and it's powerful. It's the word of God that's able to bring us refreshing, during our time of despair, not only during our time of despair, but also when things are going good. It will bring us hope. And I pray and I hope that we will turn to His Word each and every day. And so the means that the psalmist is saying that hope was coming to his life was God's Word. May we turn to God's Word even this day and just rest on the promises of God, because God truly, truly loves us. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.